Hi, good afternoon, and welcome to the coaching call. I'm Coach Dawn here. As you all know, I am the CEO of Lioness Magazine. I am also the resident coach here at Lioness. And so if you've been on the call, we started this call last fall, but one of the very first calls that I did on one of these personal coaching calls was about personal growth. And if you've ever heard me speak, I'm almost like a broken record talking about growth, because growth, you just can't reach your goals without growing. And so I think that's one of the missing ingredients for entrepreneurs and for just anybody who has a big dream or a big goal that they're trying to attain. One of the most overlooked components to achieving that goal is that personal growth. And I am like a broken record with it. And again, it's impossible or nearly impossible to reach your goals if you don't grow. And so when I watch shows like The Prophet, I don't know if any of you watch The Prophet on MSNBC, but I love that show. It's like a cross between Shark Tank and, it's like a cross between Shark Tank and Ramsey's Kitchen Nightmares, because you have Marcus Lemonis, that's the star. He goes into failing businesses, and he's on the ground trying to help people turn them around. And then if they're receptive to his changes, he'll make an offer where he will invest in their business, and usually he takes an ownership stake in that business. And so I like watching the show for the business aspects, because there's a lot of cool business tips that you learn. And, you know, you just get to watch this expert investor and businessman kind of do his thing and impart wisdom to these people. But then, of course, there's also the entertainment factor and the drama. And so a lot of the drama comes because these people, they have a failing business. They've called this man in to help them. And then they fight him tooth and nail on any change. They don't believe that the business failing is their fault at all. They think it's the customers. They think it's, you know, the employees. They think it's all these external factors. And many of them refuse to kind of just own, hey, this business is failing. It's something that I did. I don't necessarily have everything I need right now to make this business successful, and I need to grow. And that is usually the missing piece. So some business owners, they step up to the challenge, and they accept this man's help. And then you check on these businesses months later, they're thriving, they're doubling business, they're expanding. And then some people, they just are resistant to that change, they're resistant to growth, and they decline the help. Some of them do it in really shady ways. And then when you check up on those businesses, like I'll go to check out their Facebook or something, they are either just doing status quo, they're still struggling, or they're out of business. And so when I look at those business owners, the ones that either accept the help or decline the help, the one thing they needed to do was to get really uncomfortable and to grow and to do something different, to take help from somebody outside of themselves and to do some personal growth. And so I'm passionate about this because as I do one-on-one coaching, yes, I help you get clarity on your goals. I help you focus. I help stand alongside you and be a cheerleader as you kind of work on the things that you have said you wanted to do. But without growth, you know, the coaching relationship tends to struggle. So the person that leaves the session and they don't do their homework because they're afraid or some other excuse that they come up with, the person who has the big dreams but they refuse to take that first step, the person that actually completes the homework but never makes the necessary changes to actually obtain the goals, you know, those people are stuck. They're not in growth mode. They don't grow and they don't succeed. And so while as a coach, I could just continue to take your money and you just keep coming and you just keep giving excuses, but you're not having any forward movement, that doesn't feel right to me. I have actually severed coaching relationships because the person just refused to take those steps and grow. And, I mean, you can have a coach, you can have a mentor, you can have a great support network, ultimately it comes down to you doing the things that are necessary, you taking action, and you putting in that work to make the changes. Your coach can't do it for you, your mentor can't do it for you, and your support system can't do it for you. And so I always say, and if you've been on these calls before with me, then you've heard me say that the way to bridge the distance between where you are right now and your ultimate goal, the way to bridge that gap is your personal growth. You can't get from point A to point B without growth, because the person you are today is not capable of living that dream. They're not capable of running that business. They don't have all the skills. They don't have all the confidence. The person you are today is not the person you need to be in order to live that dream. That's a fact. Because if you were that person today, then you'd already be doing it. And so there's three main reasons why people don't grow. One, it's uncomfortable. I mean, you just can't get around that. Number two, it's hard work. And number three, they're not sure how. So I'm just going to spend a few minutes talking about each one of those points. So just to get a moment of real talk here, the past 2 years have been the most uncomfortable years of my life. You know, I left my job to launch off full time on a business. Then I merged my business with another business to form this newly formed Lioness that you're a part of right now. And all of that was crazy uncomfortable. It was almost unbearably uncomfortable. But when I looked back and I looked at my reality and I looked at the dream of where I wanted to go, I realized that I was more committed to my dream than my reality. So I was willing to push through the discomfort in order to get it. And so that's a question you really have to ask yourself. Are you more committed to your dream or to your reality? So many people will say they're committed to the dream, but when you watch what they do, when you watch them, when you pay attention to what they're really doing, it would appear their actions say that they are more committed to their reality because they're stuck right there. They're stuck in the same place. They have no forward movement. And so you have to make a decision. You have to decide, are you more committed to the dream that so seems so far out in the distance, or are you more committed to your current situation? And so when you step beyond your comfort zone and try to grow your business and try to grow yourself, I mean, the word uncomfortable is almost a huge understatement. It's unpleasant. It feels scary. It feels uncertain. But yet, that's exactly where you need to go and deal with all those feelings and deal with all those emotions if you're going to move forward. You know, it would be easy to step out into that little bit of discomfort and then just back up and go back to status quo because that's easy. But ultimately, it's unsatisfying because what you want, that thing that you dream of, that goal that's on your vision board, you have to go through the discomfort to get it. So there's no easy way to deal with discomfort. You just kind of have to do it. You have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And there's just no way around that. So on Instagram, I follow Diddy, Puff Daddy, depending on your generation or your age, you may know by different names. But I follow Sean Combs. He's Diddy on Instagram. And as you know, you may know, he's just super successful. He's run many, many successful businesses in music to clothing to alcohol. And he reposted a meme from Founder Magazine. And I'm going to post it in the membership group so you can check it out, but it's so good because it's a little graph and it kind of shows you the cycle. It kind of shows you a cycle between as you go from boredom to fear to growth to contentment. And so when you're comfortable and unhappy, you're in that boredom block. And so many of us have been there. I was like that on my job. You know, you're comfortable because you know how to do the work. You're going through the motions. But you're unhappy because you're ultimately not where you want to be. And then that next step is when you're unhappy and uncomfortable. And I think that is where, and that is fear. When you're unhappy and uncomfortable, you're in the fear zone. And many people, because if you think about it, you probably set out some goals for the new year. And this is around the time, this is why I want to revisit the topic of growth anyway, because in April, usually people have abandoned those goals altogether. And so this is a great time, in case you're one of those people, to kind of revisit some of the tools you need to really push through and get those things done that you really said you wanted to accomplish this year. But what happens to a lot of us is that we get stuck right in that place. We get to that unhappy, uncomfortable place. That place is fear. And we either stop and stay right there, or we just go back to status quo. But if you push past that, you're unhappy and uncomfortable. If you push past that to be happy and uncomfortable, because now you're doing what you want to do. You're taking action, even though you're crazy uncomfortable, you're happy because you're doing what you want to do, but you're still uncomfortable. That is a sweet spot. That is growth. And that is where we need to be. Because now when people ask me, I try to be really candid about this entrepreneur journey. It's horrible, but it's wonderful at the same time. You know, sometimes I come to the office and I'm telling Natasha, like, I'm uncomfortable again. I'm at another growth point. I'm challenging myself again. I'm doing something that I'm completely afraid to do. But I'm happy because I'm doing exactly what I want to do. And I can look back from this point right now over the past 2 years, and I can see the growth. I can see the growth in the business. I can see the growth in myself. And I can see that I can get to that ultimate goal. I just have to keep going. And the last quadrant on the meme is when you're happy and comfortable, and that's contentment. And I think that's all what we're searching for. We all want to be content. And then, you know what? I think it's an ongoing cycle, because once you hit that goal, and I've done it, and maybe you've done it in the past, you hit the goal, you're happy for a little while, and then you're on to the next thing, and you got to go through that cycle all again. But you can't let fear stop you. You can't let discomfort stop you. You have to push through. And so the second piece was that it's hard work, okay? The second reason people don't grow, and it is. It is hard mental work, and it's hard physical work. You know, it's hard to look at yourself and to look at your, you know, maybe things aren't going the way you would like them to go, and you're trying to blame everyone and everything, and, you know, if that person, that customer would have just understood it, that potential customer would have just understood what you were saying, they would have purchased it, maybe you wouldn't be in this situation, or if, you know, people would just support more or be more helpful or be more encouraging. Whatever it is, whatever you're telling yourself, it's very hard to just objectively look and say, you know what, I am the captain of this ship, and if this business is not where I want it to be, then it ultimately comes back to me. There's something that I need to do differently. And so I've got to look at myself, my actions, my activities, my thought processes, and I've got to say, what can I do differently? What can I change? How can I improve in order to improve what's happening in my business, in order to get closer to my goal? And that's hard work. Many people don't want to do that, and many people don't, which is why many businesses fail. You know, it's a two-pronged thing. Yes, you need the business acumen. You need the knowledge to actually run your business, but you need the mental fortitude and the mental stamina to do it as well. You need to be able to look at yourself and figure out, hey, what can I do better? And what resources do I need? We can also fall into the trap of trying to do everything for our business. I mean, the whole thing is, there are some things I'm really good at, and there are things I'm not so good at. I know what those things are. And so I don't spend a whole lot of time trying to make myself better at things I know I suck at. I try to go out and get help in those areas so that I can have, I'm not really great on necessarily administrative tasks. It can take me a really long time, or I can procrastinate on them so long that they just never get done. And so it makes sense for me to go out and find someone who loves to do that kind of work, who is excited about it, and who is good at it, that is willing to do it for me, either as a volunteer, at a really at a cheap cost, at some sort of trade, you know, and so really just kind of maximizing and leveraging your strength. But in order to really do that, you have to be real about what you're good at and what you're not good at. And many people, they're not even willing to have the self-reflection, just the honesty with themselves to say, hey, you know what, I'm not good at these three things. So it's hard work. And it's hard work trying to balance between just nice objective reflection and objectively looking at your business and where do I need improvement, where does this business need improvement, and then that other place that we as entrepreneurs and as women can go to, which is beating the crap out of ourselves about not being good enough or not having done something the way it was supposed to be. So that is hard. But it's important to find balance, to just really be objective. When you're doing self-reflection, and I do it a lot, and even Natasha will sometimes tell me, you're reflecting too much. But, you know, there has to be a limit. And so you're basically just looking at yourself, looking at your business and say, hey, where are the areas that need improvement? Why isn't this going the way I would like it to go? And what are some of the resources? Who are some of the people I can connect with to either help me in this area, you know, or to do some of this work for me? And so, again, the hard work, it can be hard work mentally to grow, and it can be hard work physically, you know, just taking the action you need to take, you know, working long hours, especially if you're a solopreneur. If you have staff, managing staff, that's also hard. So just the whole growth process, being a better manager, becoming a better leader, becoming the person you need to be to run that enterprise, it's all hard work. And so these are things where it's great if you reach out and try to get a mentor, a coach. I mean, I'll do a shameless plug here because one of the services Lioness offers is coaching. It might be good to join one of our coaching groups. If you were on our call a couple of weeks ago, we had Coach Devana on, and she's amazing. She's super passionate, and she's actually a coach of mine. She's coached me in the past, and she is passionate and insightful and just good. She doesn't let you off the hook. We're going to be launching a coaching group with Coach Devana on June 10th, and so you have the opportunity, if you're interested, to be on a group coaching situation with other like-minded women who are working toward a goal, and it's a small group, no more than 10, and to work with a very dynamic, inspirational coach who can help you to do some of that reflection and help you to pinpoint some of the areas that you do need to improve in, because we all have blind spots. And so the answer to the hard work is to get help, you know what I say, and also to build your stamina. You know, Laurel Langmire, she calls herself the Millionaire Maker. She's a business coach, but she says get in shape. And she's not talking about physical shape. She's talking about mental shape. But get in shape for this work because it is hard work. And then number three, the third reason people don't grow is because maybe they're not sure how. And so the good thing for you is that if you're on this call, it means you're a member of Lioness, and so you have access to the free services here, which are these coaching calls. The second Thursday of the month, we have the personal coaching calls. That's more about mindset and things like that. The fourth Thursday of the month, we have business coaching calls where we actually have experts. Some of the people who you're reading about in the articles on lionessmagazine.com, they're coming on the calls to give you step-by-step, blow-by-blow instructions on how to achieve some of the success that they've had. And so if you're not sure how, you're saying, okay, she's saying grow. But, I mean, what does that even mean? How do I do it? That's a great way to start, is by getting on these calls, because you're going to be hearing about the areas that you need to put time and focus and energy into. And also going into the membership group, the Facebook group, and asking questions. You know, if you're stuck, ask a question. I'm in there, Natasha's in there, and there are so many talented, skilled, knowledgeable female entrepreneurs in that group who are willing to share and lend their expertise with you. And so if you're not really sure where to start here. Start with your Lioness membership. and utilize it, get the most out of it, and get on the calls, participate in the group, and in after no time, you should have a clear direction on, you know, which way it is that you need to move. Okay. Yeah, I could talk about this forever. Okay, but we're about 20 minutes in, and we want to honor your time, because many of you, if you're running your business full time, you don't have time to sit and listen to me for an hour. And if you're working full time and also running your business on the side, then you may be on your lunch break. And so we really just want to honor your time. But let me just do a really quick recap. The only way you can get from where you are right now, your current reality, to that big dream, that dream that's on your vision board, is to do some personal growth. That is the gap between where you are now and where you're going. And you can bridge that gap by getting in there, doing your personal growth, and doing that hard work. And so it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be hard work, but you can do it. It's all manageable and it's all doable. If you tap into the resources around you and tap into your network, and so you, because you're on this call, you have Lioness as a network. Use us, because at the end of this year, when we ask people what they've been able to accomplish and we ask you for your stories, we don't want you to be sitting there saying, oh, you know what, I gave up in April and I'm not any closer to where I want to be than I was at the beginning of the year. You know, we want that success for you, and you, if you're more committed to your dream than your reality, and again, you have to make that decision, and you have to figure out where your commitment lies, but if you're more committed to that dream, then you will do whatever it takes to make that happen. And so utilize us. Our next coaching call is the fourth Thursday of this month. We have Roberta Matusin coming on, and she is going to talk about how to be an irresistible leader. And so that's going to be a great call, hosted by Natasha, our publisher, and we hope to hear you on that call. So everybody, rock your day and rock your week, and we will hear you on the coaching call on the fourth Thursday.